We're here on News Radio KMAN. Welcome back to In Focus. Here, our next segment is going to feature a couple representatives from Cloud County Community College, kind of an education theme here today on this Wednesday program. And in studio, we welcome in President Dr. Adrian Douglas. Thank you for coming down.
Absolutely, Brandon. Thank you for having me.
We've also got Jennifer Zabotrisky. She's the director of the Geary County campus.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, glad to have you both in here today. Cloud County Community College, located, the main campus is in Concordia, if I'm...
Absolutely. Our main campus is in Concordia, and we have a satellite campus in Junction City, our Geary County campus.
Okay. Now, Dr. Douglas, you're fairly new here within the last year being here at Cloud County Community College. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yes. So I have been at Cloud for just short of about 9 months now. I moved here from Dallas, Texas. I worked in the Dallas County Community College District there for the past 10 years before moving to Concordia. Just delighted to be able to be a part of the Cloud County Community College team. Since I've been here, we have really been looking at kind of, you know, where the institution is, just kind of identifying who we are, where we want to go, and things that we want to build on from, you know, what we've done in the past. And so one of the things that I did was a listening tour, and specifically for our Geary County campus, because although we're one college with two campuses, the campuses have very different needs. Our Concordia campus is more of our campus where our traditional students are, athletics, dorms, that sort of thing. But our Geary County campus is more of a campus that is for our non-traditional students. We feel that there needs to be more technical type of programs there to be able to meet the needs of the community, and we want to be responsive to that. We want to be able to reach service members and their dependents to see ways that we might be able to help them achieve their educational goals as well. So I wanted to hear from the campus to really see what some items and issues were from the staff and the students that they wanted us to really take a look at. And those were kind of the things that were identified in terms of technical programs, in terms of really how we could look at enhancing our student experience. And so we're really trying to start to utilize this year to address those kinds of things. Another thing that we did was we had a board retreat with our board of trustees, and they were able to help us to create a framework for our strategic plan and identified some goals and priorities. And one of them, particularly for the Geary County campus that, you know, we were looking at was technical programs, looking at how we could increase our enrollment, not only within our service area, because we have 12 counties in our service area, and it spans about 9,000 square miles, so we cover a large area. And so although we only have those two campuses, we really want to be able to have a presence in all of those service areas so that we can be sure that we're meeting the needs of those people. And so the priorities in terms of technical education was really one of the biggest things that we wanted to see at the Geary County campus here for Junction City. And so Jen will be able to speak to some of the things that we've started to look at, and even classes that we are offering now.
All right. Yeah, Jen, tell us a little bit more.
Sure, I sure will. So we are excited this semester that just started last week. We were supposed to start Wednesday, but because of the weather and the roads, we started Thursday. We're utilizing Zoom technology. It's video conferencing to be able to offer some courses on our campus where the instructors are on our main campus in Concordia. So folks tend to know about our renewable energy program in Concordia, started as wind energy technology. And for the first time this semester, we're offering intro to wind energy, intro to solar energy, and intro to UAVs, which is drones, on our campus. So we're excited about that. Interested to see what the response is and how many students we get enrolled, with hopes then, of course, to have an instructor on our campus teaching courses within those programs.
How important is it to be able to offer those types of classes with that video conferencing so that you can reach kind of what a wider range of students.
It's wonderful. And the technology is good. You know, we've done these kinds of things in higher education for years, but the technology just keeps getting better. You've got to make sure you've got good equipment. For some of the instructors, it can be a learning curve because you've got to be thinking about those students at the outreach location. But we've been doing this for a few years now, and it works pretty well. We've got instructors who are excited about it. And since, you know, we're about an hour and a half between campuses, so it's realistic that the instructor can go teach on the other campus. Just to have an opportunity to meet those students face-to-face. And we actually even have some courses where the instructor's on our campus in Junction City and then Zooms that course up to the Concordia campus. So it's a great opportunity. With technology comes challenges, but when it's working well, it really has offered our campus and our students an opportunity to take some courses that they might not have been able to.
Now, as this is obviously a big ag area here. What are some opportunities there for agriculture?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are offering some ag courses on our campus for the first time in a long time this semester. We're really fortunate to be partnering with the Save Farm that I think folks are starting to hear about that is located just north of Manhattan. It's a working farm. SAVE stands for Service Member Agricultural Vocation Education. So they are training veterans and transitioning soldiers in agriculture to be able to work in that industry, work on a farm, maybe have their own farm. And so we're offering 12 credit hours on campus this semester and have some of their students enrolled in that program. So it's pretty exciting.
I keep hearing more about the Save Farm since I started working here a few months ago. We actually have an intern here who's doing an internship here, but she's also working at the Save Farm, and she's a service member. So from all I've heard, is nothing but good things here.
It's amazing. Retired Colonel Gary LaGrange, who really this and his daughter, it was their brainchild, he reached out to us, and they're partnering with Clyde County Community College, Manhattan Tech, and K-State, even, I think, University of, I want to say, Montana, to do a beekeeping course. They're doing some really interesting things. And I love the idea of combining this education for veterans and meeting the needs of agriculture here in the Midwest. I grew up on a farm, and I've lived in Junction City for a number of years, and I think it's a great fit that folks don't always think of. And we need folks in the ag industry. We need people working and farming, and so and there are soldiers who are interested in doing this. So they're doing wonderful things at the farm, and we are certainly happy to be a part of it.
Not to mention, there in Junction City, you've got a good pool to search from there, from the Fort Riley.
We do. We sure do. We serve a good number of veterans and dependents and some active duty soldiers. And they can use their GI Bill or their tuition assistance with us. And so I think we see about 20% of our students who have some connection to the military. So we've got folks on campus in our student services office who are familiar with those benefits and can help new students and current students through that process.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more with Dr. Adrian Douglas and Jennifer Zabotrisky here from Cloud County Community College after this on In Focus.